Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Gimel. The Gemara makes a comparison between a cow that the Torah says we're not allowed to muzzle it, as it works, and a human being that the Torah says that is allowed to eat from the fruit as it works. And certain halachas are learned out from each other. And the question in our Mishneh, Mishneh Gimel, is to what extent do we say that we learn out from the shore, from the ox? And the Mishnah begins, Haya osa biyadav. Let's say you have a worker, he's doing work with his hands, avalo baraglov, but he's not using his feet. Or baraglov, he's using his feet in the work, avalo biyadav, but not with his hands. Hafilu b'chseifo, even if he's just using his shoulder to work, hareza ochel, he's allowed to eat. However, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, no, that you can't eat under those circumstances, ad sheyase b'yadav uveraglav, until you're using both your hands and your feet. And the reason for that is that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda understands that you have to be similar to the animal, just as the animal works with both its front and back legs. So also the human being, when it works in order to be able to eat, it has to work in the way that it's using both its hands and its feet. The Tanakhama says you don't need that, and therefore the animal may work with all four, but the human being can work just with its legs or with its hands and would be able to eat under both circumstances.